Great big good morning to you all here in the Outdoor Living segment of Rosie on the House. As you regular listeners know, Romy generally hosts this show because he's definitely the green thumb in the family. But Romy's at the final junior rodeo of the year in Payson with Tinley and Roxy. They're up there just hopefully roping and tying and tackling and running them barrels and just generally tearing them up.
Well, so, I'm sure they'll come home with buckles and saddles. Those girls are something.
They are something else. So Tinley and Roxy, y'all tear them up, sweetheart. And we're here in studio with Julie Murphy. Thanks for coming in this morning from the Arizona Farm Bureau. And you know, I tease Wynn Holden a lot for having a ridiculous job at Arizona Highways. But your job's kind of ridiculous, too.
Ridiculous as in fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's one I'd really like to have.
It is.
You get to hang out with the neatest people.
I do. And it's an amazing experience. I meet people from all over the state and actually all over the country. And I pinch myself every day saying, I look forward to going to work. But it's because I'm working for my farmers and ranchers.
Yeah, I bet you do. I would bet that the three people in this room, between you and John Jay and myself, I'll bet you there isn't a dirt road in Arizona that we haven't been on between the three of us.
Exactly.
John Jay, what do you think?
Well, you know.
I mean, you've been covering this, you've been covering the state for a long, long time.
There's some places in the far northern corners I haven't been.
Okay.
In the northwest and northeast.
And I have a confession. I have three brothers. They don't let me drive some of those scary dirt roads.
So you have a driving service?
Oh, no, but because I grew up with three brothers, they insist that they were the ones that always drive, and I've been harassed of being directionally challenged, so okay. I just let them drive.
Yeah.
I do have a
driving
service.
You have a driving service. That's really nice. That's great. Anytime one of them can't make it, call me.
Okay,
I love driving the back roads of Arizona. I absolutely love it. We were talking a little bit about the fact that y'all are featuring at Arizona Farm Bureau right now the Med Diet.
Correct.
Okay. And it's because?
Well, because it's so healthy and because we can grow it in the desert. Most people don't realize that. We locally are growing, and for the country we're growing. We all know Yuma in the winter, and I always contend that we need both. We need local, and Yuma is local, too, in terms of a lot of that produce comes to our grocery stores. But I have too many relatives in the Midwest and East, so I want to make sure that our Yuma produce, which covers a lot of this Mediterranean, the fruits and the vegetables, gets shipped all over the country because I want my family to eat as well as I'm eating wherever they live.
You know, right now, we're doing some work in a lady's yard in Chandler, and she has, I don't know how many citrus trees, but also the apples were ripe. All the citrus were ripe. Some of the peaches were starting. So you got this little overlap in early May of all kinds of fruits and vegetables that just right here.
Schneff Farms right now, the peaches.
Peaches, apples, citrus, you're still picking some varieties of citrus. All the vegetable gardens, the squashes and the cucumbers. I was over at Mesa Community College yesterday. They were picking all these great big squash
that's
and taking them to the food
bank.
That's
a pretty big vegetable garden.
Oh, my gosh. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. They were having to go get the gator to haul all the stuff because the guy, the basket, he had stuff. He couldn't even fit it in a basket to carry.
Have you seen the garden at St. Vincent de Paul?
Pictures of it.
It's amazing.
It's quite a garden.
Well, he's got a heart for it and a heart to educate.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to get a couple questions for Bob?
I want to get to David and Audrey. Let's get to David.
I have a text question first.
Okay.
Can I throw that in?
Honey, you're the boss. Whatever.
Well, that's because they've asked it twice, and I didn't catch it the first time. So this lady has six tomato plants, Jay, and she's wondering, do they need fertilizer? Why and why not?
Well, absolutely. You know, we don't have very much available nitrogen in our desert soil, so you do have to, and we water a lot, so we're constantly leaching nutrients out. So we recommend you, when you prepare your garden, you add some organics, and then, you know, really monthly, you need to supplement that here. So whether you use, you know, sometime a blended organic fertilizer or the fertilizer you're trying, I tell people there's only one kind of fertilizer that doesn't work. They all work except the one that's still sitting on the shelf in the container that's 20 years old. And I see a lot of those. So, yes, whatever you want to decide to use, just follow directions and use it regularly. And, yes, they do need to be fed. Tomatoes need to grow fast, produce quick, and you know, because they do all of that in a very short span of time.
And they're part of the Med Diet.
and they're part of the med diet. Mm. There you go. I was actually going through my gardening shelves the other day, and about 2 years ago, I mentioned a chemical I had on my shelf. You said, that's interesting, Rosie, because we haven't been able to legally sell that for about 8 years. And it's still there, and I still haven't used it. So,
there you go. Might not be a bad thing.
What in the world do you do with that kind of stuff?
Well,
just save it for the toxic disposal for the city?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, please don't put it in the garbage can. Don't dump it down the, you know, the cities all have a day or two or however many a year, call them, where you can take, they pick up things like paint and chemicals and, you know, all that stuff that hasn't been used up.
Hang on to all that until then.
Yes.
There you go. Let's see if we can reach David real quick. David, we've got 1 minute before we need to go to break. Go ahead and get your question in.
I have a chamois ash that's been in the ground for 12 years, big, beautiful tree. And this year, only half of it has fully leafed out. The north side of the tree is just got buds and very, very small leaves. It's not growing. That's weird.
Dave's chamois ash not leafing. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about that through the bottom of the hour break. Come back with all of David's answers as well as Audrey. And there is an open line for you if you'd like to jump on at 1-888-767-4348. Chamois ash, half leafing. What to do?
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.